And we bring in the great Gordo, who has discovered quite the offensive Christmas carol.
Well, this is more of a complaint than anything else. Why we have to trick up Christmas, and Christmas seems to have the biggest target on its back, from the drunk, wandering Santa Claus in Trading Places. You know, you throw a Santa suit on anyone doing something odd, and it makes it 40 times more crazy.
He had a giant fish stuffed down his pants.
Right. And anytime you do the wheels off depressed Santa, it's always so creepy. And for some reason, we can't steer away from it. We do it every year on this show. But
I thought that really was Santa.
The thing that disturbs me more than anything else is how we all gather around the radio when someone brings in some novelty CD of dogs barking out jingle bells or any of those real...
I love that CD, by the way.
But now there's a new low. And listen to that. Listen to that. Play it.
Funny.
Why does it make us laugh? Okay, that's enough of that. But George Dunham is our special correspondent in this field of study. And just tell everyone the flyer. You have an advertisement there for a new Christmas CD.
It's a holiday CD here. Costs $9.95.
And what is the name of the CD?
A Farting Christmas.
Okay.
Perfect gag gift for anyone who thinks farts are funny.
Who does that apply to?
Just about every guy in the world.
Everybody in this radio station right now.
Everybody in this world.
In the world?
Yes.
The Dalai Lama.
Yes. Yeah, he thinks they're funny.
Jesus himself.
Yes. Everybody thought they were funny.
Yeah.
Everybody. Because it's a funny noise from a funny place with a funny odor.
All right, now, what else does it say there, George, in the little circular?
We think you'll be crying with laughter when you hear this Christmas music compact disc. It includes jingle bells with fart sounds, Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum... Let's see, they got the name wrong there. It's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fart Fairy.
What?
That's the title.
Did you say that again?
Dance of the Sugar
Without changing
Plum
your voice?
Fart Fairy.
All right, just tell us some of the songs that are on here, George.
Well, let's see. Cut Four is...
I'm sorry?
Cut Four?
Yep. God Rest Ye Merry Gentle Farts. Now, see, they shouldn't mess with the religious songs.
Right! Yes,
Jingle
you are
bells,
correct.
Trick that up. Like
they shouldn't even trick that up.
Number seven is Jingle Farts.
Excuse you?
Number nine is Good King Wince a Fart. Fart. Number 15 is This Is Wrong. I will admit, this one is wrong and not funny. Hark the Herald Angels Fart.
Oh, my.
Number 17, It Came Upon a Midnight Fart.
So great.
18.
It's not great.
This Jeez. Is wrong. We Three Farting Kings.
Mark that.
Look at George.
Look at him.
Hunkered down, turning red with laughter.
So great.
Okay, and here's the worst one on here.
Oh, boy.
Angels We Have Smelled on High.
Okay. All right. Now. So
wrong, wrong, wrong. Make fun of jingle bells. What's another? Rudolph. Goofy songs like that, but not ones that have to do with angels and
so you wouldn't want
wise
Oh Holy
men,
Fart on
like
there?
That. No.
Oh my gosh.
No. It's wrong, 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 wrong.
All right, and they provided a sample of the title track, which is what?
Jingle Farts? That sounds fine. Yeah, that's good. Bass. Uh-oh.
Look at him laughing.
Look at Rich laughing.
That is so gross.
This is the greatest CD ever.
It's a horrible CD.
That's the greatest Christmas song ever.
And then there's another one. This is not on the album. This is another version of the same song. For some reason, everyone targets Jingle Bells.
it's a whip song.
With this. Now, please, no laughter in this. We're playing this to show you how
you
people
not listen to.
Are mm-hmm. perverting Christmas.
Yeah.
That is disgusting. That is sick. The way that ended? That's grotesque.
Oh, man. That is awful.